Hey, everybody, it's Brittany Furlan from the Worst First podcast, and man, do I have a special guest for you this week on Worst Firsts. It's none other than Jackass's Steve-O.
I laid down in a bed of rocket engine fuel. I was jumping off a porta potty on a skateboard while my buddy crashed a car through it. I was sure I was going to be dead.
If you want to hear some really crazy stories, head over to Worst First right now, anywhere you listen to podcasts, and check it out. See you there. I don't get how you're not dead.
I know, it's a good question.
Welcome to another episode of Madden the League, presented by Dead End Sports and Dead End Gaming. I am your host, FIFA 24/7, and I'm here with Mr. Dead End Everything himself, KB Inge. And I'm also here with the...
You don't even know how to introduce me.
Because you know what? I'm going to give you a new AKA. So all of these joints I use, you can use as a new AKA.
All right, go ahead.
I'm going to say with your third cousin. You know what I'm saying? We got the third cousin, Nikki Duse, a.k.a. Mr. Disrespect, a.k.a. all the AKAs. All right, so last time, y'all already all caught up with all everything that's happening in all of the weeks and me whooping up on Nikki Duse over here.
Yeah, all right, we got it. you can have that victory. As long as I win the Super Bowl, that's all that matters.
I feel you. We both got to get there first.
I don't want to be undefeated. I told y'all early on.
Nah, I feel you. Because the 49ers were undefeated last year and lost in the division.
They lost in the Super Bowl, which all that matters. And I was the one who put that L on their record. Nah, so that's going to happen again to somebody, unfortunately.
So we talked about Madden 21 and all of the players' ratings. However, on this one, we're going to talk about all of the X factors and some of the new X factors that are in the game. So I'm just going to go down the list. I shared the list with Ken and Nick. So, you know, they can see exactly what I'm seeing. So, with the quarterback X factors and abilities, pro reads is where we're going to start. So, pro reads highlights the first open receiver, and these QBs ignore defensive pressure once they're in the zone. So, there's only two players with that ability, Tom Brady and Drew Brees. That makes sense, though, because both of them dudes been in the league like 40 years. Yeah. So, like, they done seen it all. Ain't nothing going to... You know what I'm saying? Mess with them in terms of defensive pressure. And obviously, they know who's going to be open. So, I don't really use those two teams or those two quarterbacks like that. So, I don't, you know, for me, pro reads wouldn't really help me out like that. Like, you know, well, I guess.
I wonder how would that work, though? Like, how would you know that guy's open? Are they going to light up?
Yeah. So whatever button they are. So, obviously, like, if you're on Xbox, Y, A, B, all of that.
We don't talk about Xbox.
Yeah, but I say that's sacrilegious to talk about that on here.
Day tripping.
We're PlayStation.
Or you're on PlayStation, triangle, square, circle. So as soon as they're open, even if it's just like for instance, it'll show you that they're open. So just hit it.
So, that's going
to
be.
To me, that just helps the user. Like, shit.
Yeah, it does help the user. But it's.
I mean, like, it's like, it's damn near remedial. Like, all right, if he opened,
To a degree. So I get that.
So he can't, he can't be picked off if he.
No. He can be picked.
Oh.
He can be picked. It's showing you the first open receiver.
Oh. Okay.
So I think if you're late, he's still going to be picked
exactly.
off.
Exactly.
So you got to still be able to react.
Yeah, you have to have the timing.
I think the thing that I'm looking at is this defensive pressure one.
Hold on, Kay. Let's go down the whole list. All right. Let's go down the whole list. Let's not jump. Let's stick with the quarterback's X-factor abilities. So the next one is bazooka adds 15 yards to a player's maximum throwing distance. We already know only one player with that, and I think deservedly so.
Well, wait a minute. Pro read, the defensive pressure thing that I was going to talk about is on the pro read.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we was going to go to like a defensive X-factor.
Go ahead. Because it's saying that they ignore defensive pressure once in the zone. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's going to work. I mean, I haven't played the game. It's always weird to say this.
Well, you've played against fearmongers.
Right.
And once they're in the zone, even if they're not close to you, they make you throw the ball not where you want to throw. Like, you're going to throw high or wide or something like that.
It just feels like I still get sucked into a damn sack. So that's what I'm wondering. Like, if they ignore the I guess maybe they're talking about pressure and not sacks.
Ignoring the pressure is like, the pressure affects the quarterback.
Exactly.
Like,
because
you see at the bottom, they'll say, like, bullet pass accurate or bullet pass pressure.
Inaccurate. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. All right.
So even if you got a fear monger coming at you, like you can still throw the pass.
He's going to throw it like regular.
It'll neutralize that. Yep. So the next one is bazooka. It adds 15 yards to a player's maximum throwing distance. Only one player with that, Patrick Mahomes. I agree. Man, don't nobody throw the ball like this guy. So, you know, and it's cool that it's like a zone thing. So it's not like he always has it. You got to activate it. So you got to throw, I believe it's like.
It's usually like five passes in a row or some shit. Yeah. Like that,
No. It's like three throws of 20 plus yards in the air or something like that. Oh, for the bazooka one. Yeah, they're all slightly different. Gambler, players cannot be intercepted by AI defenders and have increased throw speeds. This is ideal for franchise mode. Aaron Rodgers, and I agree. Like, you look at his picks, how many he throws. He'll hold the ball, like Ken said. He'll take a sack before he throws a pick. You know what I'm saying? So it makes sense. And then also the whole faster animation. Even though I think Patrick Mahomes has a stronger arm, nobody has a quicker release than Aaron Rodgers. That man could still – it's like he's, you know, flick of a wrist, jump shot, and the thing goes 40, 50 yards, easy. All right, so this is a new one. It's called Truzz, T-R-U-Z-Z. This is a new X-Factor ability. Means the player cannot fumble when being tackled and when they're in the zone.
That's some bullshit.
That's some bullshit. And they call it Truzz because he big Truzz. Like, come on, bro.
He fumbles, dog.
He fumbled like a mo. He had an issue with that.
I'm sorry.
Every running quarterback has an issue with that coming into the league.
But you got to get in the zone, though. So we don't know what it is that you have to do to get in the zone.
That just take him just going off one time and he in the zone.
Nah, I don't think it's going
to
be
that. That doesn't feel as accurate to me.
Yeah. But they have to give the Madden cover boy something.
I mean, but a fumbling ability, like the ability to not fumble when you're being tackled.
Like, even if you hit stick him, he's not going to fumble.
I didn't watch a lot of NFL games, so especially the Ravens last season, so maybe he don't fumble like that. But I don't know.
No, I remember he had a fumbling issue every quarter because you get hit.
A lot of it was in college, though, right?
But his first year. It hasn't happened a lot in his second year, but didn't he fumble in the playoff game?
He did against the Titans. Bullshit, so the next one is Blitz Radar. It highlights all blitzing linebackers and defensive backs. And the only person with that one is Russell Wilson. Makes kind of sense.
Because he always running.
Houdini, bro.
I like that one.
To me, like, it doesn't make a difference for me. Being like, obviously you have to use the quarterback. So it doesn't make a difference because when they show pressure, obviously you have to look at that defender to see if they're dropping back or coming up. Mm. The only time I could say, if you're playing against like a very savvy player where he'll show pressure with this guy, but then that guy drops back to in coverage, but then the other guy that wasn't showing pressure comes, that'll kind of, you know, mess you up a little bit. But just based upon how I diagnose and dissect the field, I already have my pre-snap reads, so all I have to do is just confirm it once I snap the ball with what players do. And I don't need much time to, like, dissect it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, I do too, but still it'd be –
it's nice. Cool. It's nice. It's nice. All right, so running back X-Factor abilities. First one, free. Obviously, we all know about this one. It increases the fake-out rate of a player's next juke spin or hurdle. Saquon Barkley and Dalvin Cook. Do y'all think more players should have had that?
I think – I would have took out Dalvin Cook and I would have put McCaffrey on that. I like Saquon on there, though.
What about Kamara?
Kamara, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I wouldn't take off Dalvin. I would just add those two guys.
I don't know. I guess I don't watch enough Minnesota games to see, like, Dalvin Cook really do, like, juice and spins and shit like that.
He be getting people. All right, so the next running back joint is Freight Train and increases the chance to break the next tackle. Nick Chubb, Zeke, and Derrick Henry. Anybody else?
That's good.
Yeah.
There's not that many power backs now.
Mm-mm. You know, even though I know that he's no longer an X factor, I still think he should be a superstar with this ability. Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley might have to start from scratch all over again. Yeah, we don't know what the hell he is now.
They couldn't do that. Yeah.
But like I said, obviously he's not an X factor, which is why he's not on the list. But I just think that if they still consider him a superstar, that should be one of his.
He's probably just a star now, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, we'll see. It is unfortunate. But I'm happy for the I'm happy for Todd Gurley and the Atlanta Falcons. I think it's a nice marriage.
This is last shot. Yeah.
It is.
You can't win at home. You ain't winning nowhere.
Yeah. So the next one is called Ankle Breaker. It increases the fake out rates on spins, jukes, and hurdles after the catch. Obviously, Christian McCaffrey. So I guess, like, if you don't have first one free, the ankle breaker one kind of makes up for it. All right, so next ones we're going to are the wide receiver and the tight end X-factor abilities. Double me, it increases the success rate on aggressive catches against single coverage. Before we get into the players that have it, have y'all ever activated that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's one of the more OP X-factor abilities. Because literally, if it's one-on-one,
it's a wrap.
He's going to catch it.
Especially like, as we mentioned, some of the players, like, yeah, yep. That's easy for
like
them.
OBJ, Julio,
Does Mike Evans really need to be on here?
Hell yeah.
Mike Evans is a dog on
it. I know he is. He's one of my favorite players, but mm-hmm. double me, though?
Yeah. Mike Evans, he's just in Tampa, so you don't get to hear about him. It's like AJ Green in Cincinnati. Is he a dog? Yes, but you're not going to hear him because of the team like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, Mike Evans definitely deserves to be on here. Travis Kelce, D-Hop, Julio, Devontae Adams, and Adam Thielen. I'm surprised a little bit about Adam Thielen.
Adam Thielen, he a dog, boy. You can't disrespect
him. But double me, though?
Yeah, you just trying to hold on to that debate.
I'm still holding on to that shit.
In the league.
Huh? Not double me, man.
I say he in the same class as Julio, ain't he right now? You see that?
Madden, it sounds like fine. Some people looking out for some people. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I had to make some phone calls. This is the first time a white boy been on this. Oh no, Travis Kelce on this too. Mm-hmm. Is he white? You
know, nah,
he with us, right?
He swerved a little bit.
We traded him. traded Kanye for him.
All right, so the next one is rack them up. It increases the success rate on rack catches against single coverage.
Yep.
So Stephon Diggs and Tyreek Hill. Y'all agree with that?
Not Diggs.
I don't know, man. Yeah, Diggs, yeah.
See,
Diggs route running.
We need to trade you.
I was going to say Michael Thomas.
On rack'em catches?
Michael Thomas, bro. Michael Thomas.
His run after the catch is that great with his low speed?
I'm just saying he gets a lot of yards after the catch nonetheless. Okay. I'm not saying that he's fast. I'm just saying Stephon Diggs, all I remember is the miracle at Minnesota. That's it.
Nah, he nice with it.
I'm not saying he ain't a bad receiver, but like.
No, I'm nice enough to get mm-hmm. that. That mm-hmm. fits him.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, so the next one, and I'm not going to lie, in my face of the franchise, I'm on the Broncos, and Chris Sutton has this, and it really doesn't do much. I'm not a big fan, but it is what it is. Max security, it increases the success rate and decreases knockout chances on possession catches. Keenan Allen, Amari Cooper, Michael Thomas. Definitely Keenan Allen and Michael Thomas. Amari Cooper
yeah, needs that.
That's a favor.
Max security?
He needs that. That's why I put him on the list.
Okay. So the last one of the bunch is yak him up, nearly guarantees to break the first post-catch tackle, George Kittle.
Just George Kittle?
I know. I think Zach Ertz should have been on that. Who's the
Rob Gronkowski?
Well, yeah, shit. He's rated 95.
Shit, at that point, you might as well give him all the 95.
Also, I think, what's his name? Travis Kelce should have had that.
He doesn't really break tackles like that, though.
But that first one, he'd be stiff-arming people. Like, he's
a finesse tight end. I'll give it to Kittle, and I agree with Ertz.
Yeah, Ertz should have
Ertz
that.
Is a dog, too.
I think Ertz is the most disrespected tight end in the game. Just based off of his rating.
That's because they got a two tight end system. That's why.
But even still, Zach Ertz is the guy.
I agree with you. I'm just saying, like, when you have a two, it was that time, like, remember, it was Aaron Hernandez mm-hmm. and Gronk. Like, until Hernandez got out of there, you couldn't really see how great Gronk was.
Yeah, and his X factor, boy, Aaron Hernandez, and we wish he didn't need that. Shit.
Hell no.
All right, so now we're moving on to the defensive side of the ball. Unstoppable force. It increases the win rate and block shed speed against one-on-one pass blockers.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be unfair.
Yep. So that's going to be Khalil Mack, Myles Garrett, Joey Bosa, DeMarcus Lawrence, Cameron Jordan, TJ Watt, and Daniel Hunter. And they disrespected the other Bosa brother. Because he should have this too.
Nick.
Yep.
Bosa, yeah.
He should have that.
Yeah.
So the next one is one of the ones that we were talking off air about. And we talked about it on air. So Fearmonger applies significant pressure on QBs, even when the X-Factor player is engaged with blockers, Von Miller, Fletcher Cox. Where's Khalil Mack?
I was going to say Khalil Mack should be on his list. Mm-hmm.
And the bosses.
I respect Fletcher Cox, but they be giving him too much praise on this
mm-hmm.
game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now I think they need to start scaling some of that back. He getting old.
Yep. Relentless players get their first rush move attempt for free. Chandler Jones, Nick Bosa, J.J. Watt. Do you understand, like, how they're going about, like, rushing the quarterback? Okay, so in Madden 21, they're going to have, like, a point system. It's almost like a bar of energy, right? And all of those, they're considering points. So you know how, like, sometimes you're, like, engaged with a pass blocker and you're just throwing move after move to get around them?
Yeah.
Now you're going to lose those points. So there's only but so many pass rush moves that you can make before the start of the next snap. So let's say if they give you 5 to start the snap, I'm engaged with, like, a dominant guard or whatever, right? Like a dominant O-lineman. And I just use 3 pass rush moves to get by him, right? So that means I have 2. Because let's say the play ends, whatever, we get him or whatever have you, the next play, I replenish one of those. So instead of having 2, I'll have 3 by the time the next play starts. So basically what they're saying with this, hold on, let me open up back my phone. Basically what they're saying with this is that your first rush move against an O-lineman is free. It's not going to deduct one of those points.
Wow. Yep. I don't know how I feel about that. We'll be back after this quick break.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
So we could sit here and tell you exactly why Going In Raw is the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to.
But why hear it from us when you can hear it from this cheap Undertaker impersonator we found milling about outside our office?
Take it from the dead man. The only thing greater than having powers of darkness is having the power of listening to Going In Raw every day. Only when you've subscribed will you rest in peace.
Now, where's my sandwich?
Wait, what, sandwich? Did you tell him he could have a sandwich?
No, I told him he could have your sandwich.
Fine.
Going In Raw, a pro wrestling podcast available every day wherever podcasts can be found.
Because even now, you're just basically trying to push a button. They say X, and then it switched to square, and it just keeps switching up until you get it right.
Yeah.
Or you hit your timing is right.
Your timing is right.
So now, like, you could easily go through all 5 points, and then you have to wait for them to replenish, right? Is that what you're saying?
With the relentless is that first move.
But just outside of the relentless, if I'm on the line with.
Oh, yeah. Well, any regular person, every time you hit a button to make a move, it drops a point.
Wow.
And you only replenish 1 point the beginning of the next play.
Okay.
Yep. But it makes sense, though. I kind of like it, even with J.J. Watt, because J.J. Watt, getting older, he's going to make that first move. But when he got to make that second and third move, he's old. Yeah. It drops. You know what I'm saying? But definitely Nick Bosa, Chandler Jones, especially Chandler Jones. That dude is...
He's underrated.
Yeah, super underrated. Reinforcement increases the chance of defeating run blocks and disrupting catches via tackles. Yeah, Derwin James, Harrison Smith, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
100%. They should have put Jamal Adams here. And I even think, what's his name too? Bobby Wagner should be here too.
I don't know because and again, I haven't played the game, but in the current version of Madden, that's one of the things that I don't like when they don't really engage. When the blocker goes up to just push them and they recover so quickly that they can turn around and make the tackle. That's what this sounds like. Like, if somebody goes up to run block them, instead of, and sometimes it's the lineman fault, but instead of actually blocking them, they just kind of push them. And so they do that now. So now they having this ability to that. Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is the one I'm just like, okay, this is super OP. And then they're now both of these guys are going to be on the same damn team. So it's not even fair. Avalanche, it guarantees that a successful hit stick when running towards the line of scrimmage will result in a fumble. Bobby Wagner and Jamal Adams.
Like, how do you, like, you got to avoid them.
How do you do that?
How do you do that?
Because you can't cover up the ball. They're in the zone. They're going to come in. Whoop-ah! Like, it's a wrap.
And Bobby Wagner already hit hard.
He already hit hard without a hit stick.
Without a hit stick, he already hit you hard. With the hit stick, I honestly think I'm going to fumble every time I get hit by Bobby Wagner.
Yeah, man. I think the whole, like, you just have to avoid playing the Seahawks, like, at all costs. Like, you have to play very conservative because, bruh, like, you got somebody with range that has that ability, and then a middle linebacker that has the best range in the game and with that ability.
And they both thumpers. Like, he a safety, but he a thumper.
He got to fall down.
Yeah. Yep.
Take a dive.
Yep. All right, so the next one is blitz. Players make all opposing blockers have their resistance bars wiped out. So what that means, obviously, if the defensive line has bars, O-linemen have bars too. Mm. And with the blitz, their bars are wiped out.
So Revive's a bit of a counter, even though the only person they got is Aaron Donald.
And to me, it makes sense because, like, I know y'all two don't really believe in Aaron Donald like that. But again, when I tell y'all to watch the tape, this guy gets double, triple teamed every damn play, and he still beats a lot of those. But obviously, he's not going to get the numbers. But you could tell that he wears down O-linemen all day, every day. So I kind of like that because I feel like it does play to what Aaron Donald does in real life. The next one is run stuffer. It increases the win rate and block shed speed against one-on-one run blocks. Calais Campbell. And they starting, he getting old too.
He is. That Jaguars defense, anybody you mentioned, hey, at least been in the league for 5 years now. Mm-hmm. So they vets now.
I'll be curious to see if they fix the block shed issue that they had last season.
Yeah. So the next one is momentum shift. It knocks all on-field opponents out of the zone and loses any progression they made toward getting in the zone.
That shit's already in the game.
Who?
Like if you make a,
all the goddamn players on defense.
So what? I guess you know my offense just be so crispy, you know, I don't even have to deal with that.
Right,
but
but
this is a little OP.
You know what? I'm misreading this. So they're talking about like getting like a double me or something like that.
Yeah. So like let's say
I'm thinking about the way that when they tackle you, they always tackle you. You never get forward momentum.
No. What this means is like let's say like right now, right? Like I'll use real life. I got OBJ activated with double me, and I have Aaron Rodgers with gambler. When this guy gets in the zone, Aaron Rodgers and OBJ out.
Wow.
Yep. And all the progress that you made to get back into the zone, out. So, like, let's say if I got OBJ in the zone, but Aaron Rodgers is not in the zone, but I need one more completion to get Aaron Rodgers in the zone, OBJ is not completely out, and all the progress I made with Aaron Rodgers is out too.
Damn.
Yep. And there's only one person, Chris Jones.
Huh.
That's interesting. All right, so shutdown allows tighter coverage and more frequent interceptions and contested catches. Now, before I get into who's on this list, Tyrann Mathieu, if you look at his rating last year versus this year, he's the most improved. Because I want to say he was like in the low 70s, and now the man 93 with an X factor. Mm. That's what a Super Bowl will do for you. But the shutdown allows tighter coverage and more frequent interceptions and contested catches. Tre'Davious White, very underrated. Tyrann Mathieu, Richard Sherman, and I don't know about that.
Jair
Alexander, and Stephon Gilmore. Yeah, man, Richard Sherman, man, like, I was just playing in my other franchise. I have the Cardinals. Obviously, the 49ers are a division rival. And I was playing against them, and I have 95 speed wide receivers. And it's still so hard to get behind Richard Sherman. It's like, come on, man. In real life, we see this man be struggling against speed. So even if he has this shutdown thing, I understand it.
I get that from a zone perspective.
But if he's one-on-one and man, and I got somebody with better than 92 speed, he need to get burnt.
He gets burnt still. He gets burnt still, clearly.
All right. So the next one is zone hawk increases the rate of catch, knockouts, and interceptions while in zone coverage. Devin McCourty.
And they can't give it to his brother? Goddamn, shit.
All right, so the next one is bottleneck. Makes it highly likely to dominate and win any man press encounter. Jalen Ramsey. About damn time they you know what I'm saying, put some respect on Jalen's name like that. Give him his own thing. All right, so now is some unassigned X-Factor ability. So obviously, at the beginning of the game, every time Madden comes out, they select 50 players to have these X-Factor abilities because they don't want, you know, everybody to have it. It kind of distinguishes the superstars on the field versus everybody else, right? So there are some X-Factor abilities that are not assigned currently, but obviously as the season progresses, some people can earn new abilities, decrease some abilities, or swap out abilities depending on how they're playing. Some of the unassigned ones are high-low deadeye. All high and low passes are thrown with perfect accuracy. Running gun has perfect accuracy while throwing on the run. Brick wall. Passers are almost guaranteed to break the first sack attempt by any blitzing defender, which is damn Ben Roethlisberger. That's crazy. Omaha. So I don't know if y'all ever played any Madden game where you activated almost.
That shit is.
That one that right
shit,
there.
That shit is crazy.
That shit is crazy. Like, I know everything you're doing, bro. Like, there's no way that, like, you're going to beat
you.
You
obviously can't play all the defensive players, so I got the hole right there. Like, no matter where you are in the field, I can go right there. Yep.
And even if you user, like, let's say you play a cover three, and then all of a sudden you user a safety, and you put them in man coverage, or you change anybody on the field,
there's a hole.
You see all of that.
There's a hole somewhere.
You see all of that. So that's crazy. I'm surprised nobody has this one, that it's unassigned, but Mossed. Players have greatly increased success rates on aggressive catches of 55-plus yards regardless of coverage. Wrecking ball. Running backs have increased success rate on the next three trucks or stiff arms. Three? Damn. That's like a third of the defense.
Boy.
Yo.
Usually after the first truck, it slow you down. So somebody tackling you.
Yep. So that means you could chuck somebody, stiff arm this dude, and then chuck the damn safety. That's crazy. Grab and smash. Receivers that have an increase success chance on stiff arm and truck attempts after the catch. Damn, who does that?
I thought Davante Adams was
he's a he trucks people. Good at
that. That may be a tight end thing.
Yeah, it sounds it more like a tight end thing. Vanguard blockers are nearly guaranteed dominant impact block wins. Selfless players allow all on field teammates to enter the zone as well. Now I don't know if y'all know this, but in a lot of imported draft classes, Jeffrey Okuda has this. And I remember one time I was doing a franchise with the Bears, and I drafted them. And, you know, the Bears already have a lot of people. Bro, when I tell you this shit is OP, like, because everybody starts glowing. Like, he got he got an interception, the whole defense starts glowing. It's like, damn. Yo.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah. It's super crazy. Universal coverage. Defenders are nearly guaranteed knockouts, superstar abilities.
That goes into the list of like, superstar ability.
Yeah, yeah, we'll put it in the description so y'all can go through the list yourself. Yeah, I didn't realize it was that damn long. Was any one that really sticks out or one that you really like?
There's a name that sticks out, and it's Tom damn Brady. Why the hell is he getting all this shit? Are you serious? And why do I not see Patty Mahomes' name on this shit more?
You know, for his
especially on conductor, set feet lead. That's not that don't scream Patty Mahomes. Like, come on, man, this shit is they be sucking on these old. Bro. If you were good in the mid 2000s, you were 95 regardless. Where are you at?
So I'm gonna tell you the one I like. Every time I do Face of the Franchise, it's definitely one of my abilities, Hot Route Master, because the ability to put somebody on a post route when you want. Because here's the thing. I hate the fact that, you know, when players play cover three or a cover two and you know what's going to be open, but you can't run a route that's going to expose it. It frustrates me because, bro, like I know the middle of that field is wide open.
I get you. That's actually.
You know what I'm saying? So that's like the first one that I have to add. Obviously, Escape Artist. You know what I'm saying?
The anchored extender one is funny to me because it says, while in the pocket, almost guaranteed to break the first sack attempted by a DB.
Mm-hmm.
And Dak Prescott is the only one that got that.
Yeah, it used to be, what's his name? From Pittsburgh, Ben Roethlisberger. Yo, so this leapfrog. So Zeke has it, Saquon has it, and Christian McCaffrey has it. I don't really be seeing Zeke jump
Zeke did it like early that. In his, like, when yeah, he first but got he, don't really he ain't do done that like shit that. Since. Because he was probably protecting his investment.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably going to do it now, though.
Oh, now this, okay, whoa, this is crazy. This is crazy. Evasive, steerable juke and spin animations, Saquon and Christian McCaffrey.
I thought you could do that now in 20 based off of the joystick and the direction. Like if Saquon is going left and you got a defender trying to like meet you at that point, you can juke the stick. You could do a spin move, but juke the stick in the direction that he's going opposite. And he'll just cut it up field like it ain't nothing. He'll just go straight. But maybe then now they just incorporated where you can even do more control with that. Because usually it's just like you're either going right or left. Maybe they got you doing more.
So going back to quarterbacks, clutch is Tom Brady and Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Where is Drew Brees?
And Pat Mahomes.
And where is Pat Mahomes? And where is Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
They didn't give Deshaun Watson a lot of shit on here.
They didn't. They
did because he's only what 80.
He is 85. So
85.
I
he ain't gonna get none of that shit.
Yeah. But he clutched though.
I was surprised Dak Prescott got one.
And where's Carson Wentz? Why he ain't on?
He got a couple of them.
Clutch though.
Do y'all see this second wind replenish their stamina once per play when it's half depleted?
Josh Jacobs. He's the only one that got it.
Bulldozer, more powerful truck animations. Josh Jacobs. How the hell does Derrick Henry not have any power or like not have every single power animation? That's crazy. Oh, wow. So now they have 4 wide receivers outside Apprentice. So lined up outside, have access to 4 additional hot routes. Allen Robinson, Keenan Allen, Amari Cooper, Julio Jones, and Davante Adams. So I like that. So if the quarterback don't have it, some wide receiver should have it. I like that. So red zone threat. When in the red zone, better chance to win contested catches against single coverage. Rob Gronkowski, Mike Evans, DeAndre Hopkins, Kenny Galladay, Davante Adams, and Cooper Kupp.
Oh, wow. This protected is interesting.
Yeah, the offensive lineman stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah,
QBs receive better pass blocking from all offensive line. Mm-hmm.
That all day shit?
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah. But it's mostly like, it's only between like 2 teams. It's like the Cowboys and who maybe the Browns.
Yeah.
Who got Trent Williams in the trade? Somebody got his ass. Yeah, his name is all over there.
That's dope. The screen protector will dominantly win impact blocks on screenplays.
Yeah.
That's much needed.
Shit, I could have used it, goddammit.
Mm-hmm. You know what's crazy, though, is that there's not many old linemen with abilities, and there's not really highly rated old linemen in the
game. Period. Yep. You'll be lucky to get, like, a 78. To like an 82 type of guy. Mm-hmm. And usually they were already drafted and they're on a team for at least a year or two. Like, that's what I was thinking, like building an offensive lineman. Like, if you're not a top 10 pick, you ain't gonna get nobody close to 80 or high 70.
Yep. You gotta trade for those guys. Cause you're not gonna, I have to draft them.
Yeah,
yeah,
I gotta
you're not gonna draft them. Cause they always go super high. Yeah, I would definitely say in Madden, like, an old lineman that's 80 or higher. Is you gotta re-sign them.
And I also do the thing where the XP shit, where like you make them avoid of retiring early or easy to re-sign, like do all that shit because you're gonna need it. Once you have somebody, you wanna lock them in for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Kickers have focus kicker, slower kicking meter for better power and accuracy. Honestly, I don't like the slower kicking meter. That'd be messing with me.
Yeah, the slow click shit. The setter. Yeah.
Well, that was all of the new and I guess old X factors for Madden 21. Which ones are some of your favorites? Which ones are OP? You know, hit us up. You can engage with us on Dead End Sports, also Dead End Gaming. This is your Madden the League update. We out. Peace.